Hello, Kanto.
Oh, man. Hello, Kanto. I'm real sorry about that one.
Episode 12?
No.
No?
11.
11?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, yeah, you're right. 11.
Jiminy.
This will come out, I think, on Monday. This will be our final episode, I think.
Yep, sad.
The Monday episodes will restart then. This will come out the 26th of November. Normal episodes of ISC will come back on December 3rd. So obviously we will not be done talking about Let's Go, but we'll have plenty to say. We'll leave postgame alone.
Yeah.
But this will be pretty much up to the champion fight. So we'll talk about everything here. I'm your host, by the way, SBJ.
And I'm your other host, Greg.
Yeah, let's just dive in. We
Victory Road.
We have to battle our rival again.
Smoked you, son.
Four Pokemon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, four.
The Pidgeot, I think Vileplume, the Marowak, and then the Raichu if you're playing Eevee.
Yep.
Pretty fine. I would say that the rival was at this point now, after beating Giovanni. The rival was like the Giovanni and the rival were like my levels. They were pretty appropriate.
Yeah, I was at their level or like one level above at this point because I had sort of stopped doing a lot of chaining and I skipped a few trainers. So I was I think where I was supposed to be.
I would say they were more challenging than Giovanni, but that's only because Giovanni had a weakness that was called water.
Right. Why do you get to go first? Like, you didn't give me the chance to answer the question.
Oh, the,
I defeated you. He's like, okay, well, let me go first. No.
Please, I think is it Trace or is it Chase? I think it's Trace is the rival's name. Just so it's like, just let me do this, let me go first.
Just let me do this, let me go first. I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's weird.
No, I beat you, but fine, go.
The music to Victory Road is great.
Yep. Okay, so why Poliwag so late? Why so late?
Why is Poliwag late unless they thought that Poliwrath was super good? Water fighting?
It's not super good. When I was in the water, I didn't even see it spawned under me, and suddenly I was in a Poliwag battle because I forget that that's also a chance where you can run into some of them. And I'm like, what? Why are you so late in this game? I thought maybe you were not in this game and I had to get you from Go. And here it is, literally not even in Victory Road, on the gatekeeping path to Victory Road. What is going on?
It's weird. Execute was also late.
Yeah. I'm like, why are the seeds here running around? Mm.
I've always enjoyed Kanto's victory. I have always enjoyed showing everyone your badge and going through.
Yeah.
And through, I think it's really well done.
Yeah.
I think X and Y is really well done with putting them all into the giant door that opens and changes colors and stuff. I don't really remember Black and White, but Black and White 2, the like things that light up when you walk past them is really great.
There's always something nice that there's like, it feels like they are acknowledging your achievement, which is good. Like, you should acknowledge my achievement. Yes, I did beat you all.
Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, Sun and Moon has none of that.
Nope.
The gates or whatever they did does make you feel awesome.
Yeah.
The problem with the entire system is you going through that, you are ready. Mm-hmm. It is like a performance. It is like getting ready to like go in front of a bunch of people or go. I'm sure if you're a band, it's like getting that energy of like hearing like a crowd shout your name. Like you are just ready to do it. The music is great.
Yep.
You got the Boulder badge. You got the Cascade badge. You got Lieutenant Surge's autograph, which is a very nice touch.
It's like, really?
Very nice touch. So you get super, super pumped up and then... Here's a cave.
Ugh, and here's a long cave.
Oh, really? Interesting. See, I thought it was going to be long, but it actually, to me, felt a good... It was not nearly as long as Rock Tunnel.
No, it wasn't nearly as long as Rock Tunnel. And the trainers in there were a good challenge. They had interesting Pokemon. It's just, I was already feeling like I just want to get to the Elite Four, and there's not, the puzzles aren't doing anything. Tromping around in a game where I can avoid spawning Pokemon, I'm not being worn down by wild encounters. And a lot of your trainers, I don't have to do because they're just guarding items that I don't need. So a lot of it was just like, why am I going through all of this and pushing these rocks? And then I have to do the mile long, drop it from an upper level and then push it 14 million miles hitting A every time across the stupid floor to get one gate down. It's like, just... And then... Oh, and here's Moltres. Yeah, he's in his own room down in a mountain because off the path, but you can't miss him. Just do it now. Do it. I mean, I did. And again, the bird didn't run, so I think they don't run. I'm convinced they don't run. Nobody's going to convince me otherwise. They are static until you catch them encounters.
Two things. First thing is there are good trainers here.
There are really good trainers there, yes.
They know what moves to use. They have a variety of Pokemon.
That super fast, super tanky Ditto, excuse me?
That Ditto was incredible.
Excuse me, Ditto?
I regretted it transforming into my Kingler, because my Kingler was my All-Star, and I every single time with Ditto, I always forget, don't have your All-Star being out.
Well, I didn't know it was a Ditto trainer.
Yeah, but like...
And I thought for sure it was... I thought for sure my Raichu was going to be faster. Nope.
That Ditto trainer is amazing. Multiple times, at least three times, I left the cave and walked back, or flew back to Pewert City, walked through the gates to reheal.
No, I bought a bunch of stuff. I was spending revives.
I'm cheap. I'm not buying revives. second thing is, why... Is an Officer Jenny the thing that heals you? What?
Yeah. Why? Why?
Who? Why? What? Who I decided thought, that model was I the one that he put a nurse down there? You have
put a
nurse,
doctor, a scientist, like something.
What?
I did go up there. I'm like, oh, I wonder what I'm like. Oh, I'm excited to fight Growlithe with Officer Jenny, and Officer Jenny's like, hey, you look tired. Let me heal you. I'm like, what?
I'm fine that there's a heal, but...
And it's the heal right before Moltres. I mean, I get why it's there. I do not get why it's that model. Not at all. Why?
Yeah.
Like, it was just weird.
The Ditto trainer, awesome.
Yep. The trainers, a bunch of the Ace trainers are really good.
They are. This is my problem, though. Giovanni is like... You like Koga. I hate all of this because like as soon as Saffron happens, everything did they forget a game? Like, do they not know that like everything was paced almost perfectly?
Yeah.
For the first half of this game, and then you get to Saffron City and you do the lousy tower. I'm sorry, it's bad. They like completely forget about pacing. Literally, Koga and Sabrina are like two levels apart. Literally, Blaine and Giovanni are two levels apart. And then between those four gym leaders, there's like four levels. And they put nothing but trainers en route to Seafoam, from Seafoam to Cinnabar, from Cinnabar to Pallet Town. Not to mention all the trainers in the cave. And then you get to the Elite Four, and they're two levels above Giovanni.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, not good.
Brock is like 13, 14. Misty is like 19, 20. Surge is like 24.
Yeah.
And Erica is almost 30. That pacing is so good. What happened?
I don't know.
Mind-blowing to me that
it's
the Elite Four is not 60. And to be like, we don't know if the trainers could get to level 60. You gave us a million trainers to battle! Yeah.
I mean, granted, I wasn't at 60. I was at 58.
Well, neither was I, because I was switching out Pokemon.
But still, I expected them to be... When I got to the Elite Four, when I got to the Ace Trainers, I expected them to be in their lower 50s to mid-50s. Not a lot of them were 48-49. And I was like, I mean, they still provided a challenge. Like, the challenge was I didn't know what to expect. I did have to swap Pokemon out. I did have to pay attention to the types. They had, you know, 2, 3, 4 Pokemon at times. So it was interesting that way. But I did expect the levels to be higher because you had built great pacing in the first half of the game and then flushed it here.
They are lower than they are in Red and Blue. In Red
yeah,
and Blue,
it's weird.
Let's talk with Lorelei just real quick. In Red and Blue, the Dewgong is 54, Cloyster is 53, Slowbro 54, Jinx 56, Lapras 56. In this game,
they're 51, 52, 53, and 54,
no,
I think.
No, 51, 51, 51, 52. The only thing higher is Lapras.
Yeah, it just felt weird and not... I mean, I will say the Elite Four, I think they made them tougher. And they gave... Like, are we going to just go into the Elite Four because we're just going to leave the Victory Road behind?
I don't know if there's much to say with Victory Road.
It's just... Ugh.
A cave with trainers... With new spawns, it's cool. You can get Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan there. You get Rhyhorn, Rhydon. You get Onix.
You can get Machoke and Machop there.
Like, even with the insane amount of trainers in this game, which is not a complaint. That's fine. People like battling.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, don't you... Like, you gave us Poliwag. You gave us Execute. You're giving us Hitmonlee/Hitmonchan. You're giving us a reason to catch, which also gives us experience. Why are these...
Yeah.
Why are
they so low?
Why is everyone after Saffron City, like, the same level? It's just... It's so frustrating.
I mean, I can kind of get why Koga and Sabrina would be about the same level, because they're really bad at telling you where to go. And, like, to balance out... Since they have apparently no interest in pointing you as to which one's supposed to be first, like, I can see those two being roughly the same level. But Blaine, Giovanni, everybody in Victory Road, and then all of the Elite Four, no. I mean, also, the Ms. Memory to teach your Pokemon moves they forgot is in the Poke Center for outside the Elite Four.
The Heart Scales, yeah.
You can trade your, just picked up the seeds out of the path. I can get my Alolan version of Execute, or Exitor here. He's over in the corner. Like, hey, one final Alolan form all the way at the end. It's not worth it, but I'm here. I did feel that, unlike previous games, they were willing to break from everybody having the same type, like, she was ice, but she wasn't limited to ice because there was a Slowbro in there.
Yeah, so let's talk about this one. Lorelei,
good. Great.
It has the same exact lineup that she has in Red and Blue. We're going to refer to Red and Blue. I could pull up Fire Red, Leaf Green, but let's refer just to Red and Blue for purposes.
Well, let's look at Yellow because let's be real, because it's based off Yellow.
So Yellow is even higher than Red and Blue.
Right.
54, 53, 54, 56, 56. And we're dealing with 51, 51, 51, 51, 52.
Not good.
I'm done complaining about the pacing. I think we've put that in the ground that like, these should be higher.
They should have been.
Giovanni should have been higher. Blaine should have been higher. There's really no excuse that these don't, like, they should start at 60. And Blaine and Giovanni should have been stronger.
I mean, Lorelei should have maybe been late 50s and then gone up from there. But yeah, problems.
So she has the same exact teams. I didn't realize this until after I beat the Elite Four and looked it up. What is interesting, and I think it's actually a good change, and I didn't... So I'm going to skip ahead real quick. Bruno has a Hitmonchan, and I had my Persian out. And I'm like, my Persian is going to... I don't want to switch into something. Just kill me, right?
Right.
We've all been in that situation. It's not worth switching. Just kill me. And it was so confusing to me that his Hitmonchan did not kill me, right? I don't remember. I think it used Thunder Punch. And I was like, why? Don't you have, like, Brick Break or Submission or Close Combat? Why? Are you that dumb, AI? Is the Elite Four this dumb to, like... It's an obvious choice. Persian is pure normal. Why are you not using a fighting move?
Yeah.
I find out that Hitmonchan only has three moves.
Yep.
It only knows Ice Punch, Thunder Punch, Fire Punch. Now, let's jump back to Lorelei. Every Pokemon here in the Elite Four, they all have three moves, which is...
Yeah, which is so weird.
It's, like, weird, but also it's super smart that... It's, like, good, but it's bad. It's, like, good because they can't use a garbage move. And if they're rolling a die, they have a more likely chance of rolling a better move. And I don't understand the programming side of things. There are 809 Pokemon, you know, however, 400, 500 moves, 19 different type combinations. I'm sure it is hard to point the AI in the direction of this is optimal. Although, like, I disagree with me even saying that because some of the trainers, they seem to know what they're doing.
They seem to know what they're doing. But also, though, if they're basing it off of Yellow, there aren't garbage moves on those Pokemon in Yellow. The additional move that they have are all useful.
So, like, in Yellow, if we look at Dewgong, it knows Bubble Beam, Aurora Beam, Rest, Takedown. Four good moves. Like, yeah, maybe you could do a different water move, but Bubble Beam slows you down. Aurora Beam's your ice move. Obviously, Ice Beam is better, but that's fine. Aurora Beam, to me, is, like, signature Dewgong move. Rest is amazingly good. Takedown is your normal type move if you don't know what to do. In this game, Ice Shard, sure, perfect. It slows you down. Waterfall, fine. Okay, sure, that's your water move. Aqua Jet, yep. That makes sense.
That's your priority.
That's your priority quick attack. Where's Rest? Where is... And then, okay, I know you can rematch, and I have not looked, and
I haven't looked at the rematch,
there's that fourth move, fine, but... it just kind of rubs me the wrong way, I guess. Jinx, Lovely Kiss, Blizzard, Psychic in Yellow, Double Slap, Ice Punch, Lovely Kiss, Thrash, slightly better. Psychic, yes, way, like, it does not know Psychic, that is the right move, but, like, Double Slap, I feel, is fine, is why.
It's just weird. It's just weird, they're underleveled, they don't have full moves. I'm sure it's to make it surprising for the rematches or whatever, but it's still somewhat frustrating.
Just change their moves in the rematch. Give Jinx Double Slap here, and then you go, like, you know what? Double Slap's actually garbage. Yeah, I agree with you, Game Freak. Double Slap is garbage.
Double Slap is garbage.
We gave Jinx, Ice Punch instead, or give it something else. Packing up real quick. The Elite Four is beautiful.
Yep. Bruno is hot.
Seeing Lorelei on Lapras, great. For whatever reason, Bruno and Agatha don't have Pokemon next to them, which rubbed me the wrong way. It would have been sweet to see Onix swirled up in the corner, or like Gengar poking out of the floor.
Agatha's incredible Gengar cane cannot really sells me. I don't care the shit. That cane alone was like, yep, you know where it's at.
So Bruno in Yellow has Onix, Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee, Onix, Machamp. Here we have Onix, Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan, Poliwrath, and Machamp.
Machamp. Poliwrath's a good addition.
Beautiful addition.
Yep. Still only have three moves.
Is there not another fighting Pokemon in Kanto? Is that all we have?
That's it.
Jeez.
Yeah, there's not a lot in Kanto. Let's face it, it's a real limited palette we're playing with.
We have 52, 52, 52, 52, 53 in Yellow. We're 53, 55, 55, 56, 58.
58, which is what I expected. And I was just surprised that they were so low.
Agatha kicking off. I'll give you a Yellow's team for Agatha. Get ready to be... It's whatever. Gengar, Golbat, Haunter, Arbok, Gengar. Obviously now, 56, 56, 55, 58, 60. Obviously, there are only three ghost Pokemon here.
Yep.
So we knew it would have trouble, but I do really like the addition to Weezing. We have Arbok, yeah. Gengar, Golbat, Weezing, Gengar.
I mean, Weezing is tanky and tough. I was not expecting Weezing. I'm like, oh man, I'm okay.
Yeah, the Weezing
thing that I'm like 70 million levels above
was very tanky. 53, 53, 53, 53, 54. I don't. This is the weird thing. Like, do you get rid of a Gengar for something like poison? It also frustrates me. Like, why make a ghost type Elite Four member when you have three ghost Pokemon? Why was that a thing in Kanto?
It's not good.
And then they don't even do it once, they do it twice. There are three dragon Pokemon and you make a dragon type gym leader. What?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, granted, at the time there wasn't a lot of counters to dragons. So it was like, hey, these are all the dragons. I mean, and Lance is vastly improved in this series.
Yeah, so Lance, 54, 54, 54, 55 in yellow. We're looking at 58, 56, 56, 60, 62. Gyarados, Dragonair, Dragonair, Aerodactyl, Dragonite. I was expecting two Dragonites, but we get Seadra, which is actually a great choice.
It's a great choice because it does become a dragon.
It does become a dragon. It is water, so it does counter that ice beam thing that most people come in. Aerodactyl, sure, fine. Gyarados, of course.
Of course.
Charizard, nice addition. What? It does get around the ice a bit.
A bit.
It's fire a bit. And then one Dragonite.
I mean, I thought the lineup was better. Again, the things are too low. Not enough moves to choose from.
And then you have your champion, which we have. Let's talk about the champion here real quick. Now, trying not to go into spoilers, I thought...
We're clearly spoiling.
No. I mean, like, I wasn't trying to spoil myself before
Yeah.
the game. I really thought they were going to make the champion red.
I did, too.
And when they bring up Professor Oak, they do the joke. It's like the whole Kukui joke of like, oh, you're going to battle me. Just kidding.
Just kidding. You're going to battle the guy who went, you allowed to go ahead of you for no apparent reason.
Yeah, and that's fine. And they I'm annoyed. They kind of cop out. They like say he's the first champion. And then they say they're adjusting the rules to where like champions are now a part of the Elite Four, which lore wise, yes.
Yeah.
It does not make sense that this is the Elite Four and you're always battling five people.
Right.
This, sure. For lore purposes, adjust it to like, hey, we're in the process of making this. You know, the champion is something you have to battle for. But to be like, oh, you're here now, so we should battle to see who is the real champion. When he is, just say he is. And they kind of do. And he kind of says he does. But they like try to pad it up. And that bothers me.
Yeah. I mean, this one bothered me more than Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon.
Oh, I am not getting over that.
I know you're not, and you're just going to have to. This one, I was like, all right, fine. But like this one, he is clearly in front of you. We can argue about time and space about the other one. But this one, he clearly got there first. And like they do say, oh, he's the champion, but we really need to find out
who is better between the
real champion. But was not expecting his first Pokemon to Mega Evolve.
Yes. So, yeah, I definitely thought it was going to be red. I didn't think it was going to be green.
No.
We have not seen... It's interesting that, like, I get why they rope blue the entire time because people can relate to blue. When people see blue, they say Gary. They can't do that with red because because Ash is too well known and red is not really well known, but they are the same character. It's just Batman
just a different
is
different.
Yeah, just a different Batman.
The Batman thing. It's a different. Be Batman.
All right, Superman. Look, there are two Spider-Mans too.
There are like seven Spider-Mans.
All right, here we go. But at the end of the day, they're all Spider-Man. At the end of the day, Red and Ash both have Pikachu. They both had a Charizard. They both had a Blastoise. They both had a Venusaur. Cool. It's Trace or Chase, or I don't remember who is who, because...
Whatever.
Champion for blue when you played yellow. Here we go.
Yep.
61, 59, 61, 63, 61, 65.
65.
Depending on who you pick, Sandslash, Alakazam, Exeggutor, Magneton, Ninetales, Vaporeon or Jolteon or Flareon, switch out one of those with either Cloyster and you're fine.
Yeah.
Those are some high, like 65 is what we're ending at. And Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee. We are at 56, 56, 56, 56, 56, 57.
Yep. Should have been higher.
Yes. They should have just taken it to 60. I mean, they've already crippled us at this point. You might as well make his Raichu or Jolteon, whatever one he picked, at 60. That being said, the team is exactly the same besides the Raichu or Jolteon, depending on what you played. The Vileplume, Marowak, Rapidash, Slowbro, all the same. One complaint before we start.
All right.
You have 150 Pokemon. We've already seen Slowbro.
Yep. He did not have the Slowbro.
The entire game. Pick a different Pokemon.
Pick a Poliwrath, because
we saw the Poliwrath late too, but
I mean, give him the Poliwrath. He picked it up on the way to the victory, like the rest of us did.
Give me something else. We just fine. It's a minor complaint.
It rounds out the team.
It does.
So I don't know what else they would have chosen. I mean, they could have done Poliwrath. Water fighting.
I was going to say Magneton because Steel would have been nice, but he has an electric Pokemon.
Yeah.
Exeggutor, but he has the Vileplume. Exeggutor would have been good. I mean, they committed to Oddish Vileplume, which is fine, but like the Grass Psychic would have been good, and it would have also been closer to like the yellow thing.
Still.
He leads with Pidgeot and Mega Evolves it, which is...
I was not prepped,
and it was like his toughest Pokemon.
It was. Also, it looked gorgeous.
Very good.
I was like, I just want to sit here and look at your bird. I mean, I'm going to blast it with Ice Beam in about 2 seconds, but it looks really, really... The Mega Form looks really, really good in this game, and why don't I have that stone? Thank you very much.
Yeah, the Pidgeot was great. The Vileplume, sure, fine. It's bulky. The Marowak, an excellent, excellent choice for this character.
Yep.
The Rapidash, the Slowbro, the Raichu and Jolteon. I didn't play the Jolteon, but the Raichu is like, okay, yep, you know.
Yeah.
Thunder, that's your starter. Quick Attack, and Iron Tail, and sure, like... It's all fine. Mm,
it's fine.
It's a good battle. I will say, I'm sounding like I'm griping on the of the Elite Four. The Elite Four, as a kid, I went through 20, 30 times, and I remember it just means a lot to me, you know, 22 years later, of like, it was very challenging to me as a 10-year-old. And I didn't have a guidebook. I didn't have the internet. You know, I didn't have a lot of friends that had a Game Boy that played this game. And I, you know, I like hitting my head. Like, I was so happy the first time I beat Lorelei. And I got to Lance over and over and over again. And when I finally beat Lance, I like remember that moment in my life so perfectly, and for them to tell me, like, I have one more trainer, and I don't think I ever told this story on It's Super Effective, but when it came down, like, again, I lost the rival over and over and over again, and I, like, I'm not even exaggerating, I didn't know that struggle was a thing, and I struggled the move. Now, I struggled internally too. I was on the last Pokemon with my rival, and I struggled, and I killed my rival with struggle, but I also killed myself at the same time. I'm not making this up. And I remember being so happy that I beat my rival, but the game counts that as a loss because you also faint at the same time. And I had to do it one more time. Like, I had to go through the Elite Four one more time. And so, like this whole thing just, like, I think, like, again, at the end of the day, I don't come to Pokemon for a challenge. I think most of the games are easy and fun, and that's fine. But, to all of this.
I mean, it ends cute. The champion screen's gorgeous. They should have been higher, but they wrapped everything up nice. It was a nice ending. You know, it was a familiar ending. The end credits are super fun and cute. In the end, I can't say I was super disappointed. I wasn't surprised. I had wished there was more surprise. I was surprised by the Mega Pidgeot. His team, if they had been higher levels, would have been a much bigger challenge. But I think it ended very well. It's a super enjoyable game.
Yeah, I think overall, even with our complaints of the last couple of gyms in this game is wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are things that they clearly are working out. There are parts that I think, again, should be included and improved on. I think if people don't consider this like a main series game or a wild departure, you need to play the game, because I was expecting a wild departure, and it is not that game. The improvements that they make are good. I still have some issues with the catching mechanics because I'm not used to it. But I think they really balance how much battling there is with the wild stuff to compensate. I think they really did that well. They took enough risks. I wish they had pushed further.
They took more risks in this game than they did in Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
Right. They did. And I think they were good risks. I think most of them paid off. I think it is definitely worthy of being the first Pokemon game on the Switch.
100%. It did not feel...
It didn't feel phoned in.
It didn't feel like a Kanto cash grab. It felt like a lot of love. And, like, the people working on this game cared about Kanto. Yep. They cared about Kanto's history, but they also cared enough to, when they made changes, they felt meaningful.
Right. They approached it thoughtfully. I think if you are a Pokemon Go player and this is your first introduction to a main series game, this would have been brilliant. Like, this set the bar for you. Like, it's gorgeous. I mean, I kept, even when I was going through the Elite Four, I kept flashing back to when I was playing, like, Colosseum and Battle Revolution, thinking, you know, these are the types of fights that I want in a real, actual, full-blown RPG. And I finally got it. I got things in the overworld. I got to see Pokemon in the environments, and they look great. I got to see smooth animations, like, so many good things. And the complaints I have, I think, are still valid, but they aren't detracting enough to make the game unenjoyable. And I think there was a lot of love and care clearly put into this game. And while I think there is definite areas for him to improve, it's a solid, solid game.
Yeah, the entire time I couldn't help smiling.
Yep.
The seeing, like, if anything come, like, if one thing needs to, you know, continue from games going forward, it's seeing wild Pokemon.
Yep.
That has to go forward. I think, like, as much as people whine and moan about held items or a abilities.
I mean, I miss my abilities.
It is clear, though, like, the formula still works without that, and the formula is still fun without that.
Yeah.
Like, the only time I thought about abilities was when I was attacking a Graveler or an Onix, and I was like, this is sweet! They don't have Sturdy, or hey, that Weezing, Earthquake, baby, because you ain't got Levitate. Like,
yep.
It's funny how, like, other people also felt that of, like, man, because they don't have abilities, I don't have to worry about that. And when something is removed and it feels great, that's not a good thing. And I'm not saying they should keep abilities removed, but, like, that's a sign that a game mechanic that you have is annoying, and games should not be annoying. They should be fun.
I disagree with that. I think the abilities give a level of strategy that's not in this game. Having the static happen, having Cute Charm, those things that happen are interesting, but...
Yes.
And they should absolutely come back, but I think for a game where, particularly for the audience that's coming to these, they were good to be excluded because they don't work like that on the phone, and so it was good to exclude them here. I think they are still good, and they should come back, and they will come back. And I think this was, they were eliminated, and it still works. Like, it, we knew it was going to work because it worked in Gen 1 and Gen 2.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like a mystery that they were going to...
Gen 3 and then the remix.
Yeah, I mean, not having abilities, Gen 1 and Gen 2 were still super fun games to play. And abilities resolve some of the problems of type dominance that still plagued this game. But their absence didn't detract from the fun. And that's important.
I still secretly think they are trying to get rid of held items.
Oh, they're absolutely trying to get rid of held items. Absolutely. Megastone Z crystals are their way of figuring out what can we do to eliminate held items.
And, like, even if, like, I was thinking about this, too, of, like, playing through Pokemon games, of, like, man, normally when you play through the Pokemon games, you're, like, putting on berries, like, when you're going, like I just played through, you know, Ruby and Sapphire at the same time, which was a bad decision. But, like, the first held item that you get that is, like, not... that, like, does quote-unquote something is, like, Quick Claw, and that's the joke, right? Of, like, oh, you know, if I put a Quick Claw on the Snorlax, there's a 16.8% chance the Snorlax just goes first. That's so funny, because, like, if he goes first, he usually wins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think stuff like Miracle Seed or Sharp Beak or Soft Sand or Charcoal or Mystic Stone or, like, they are held items you get throughout the game, and they do help, of course. Like, I'm not saying they don't, but, like, I feel like they don't add value to the game. Like, they don't make the game better. It's just like, oh, if I was in a battle and, oh man, you know, if I had Charcoal on top of my Quilava, I probably would have won Hot Hit KO'd that Pokemon. But since I didn't have Charcoal, I didn't. Oh, well.
And when you look at the function of that, you can overlevel.
And you look at, like, the competitive items of, like, Assault Vest or Choice Band or Choice Scarf, and it's like, you don't get those when you play through a normal game.
Mm-mm.
So it's not like when you're playing through your journey, those matter. So I, like, abilities, sure. It sucks that they're kind of gone, but at the same time, it feels refreshing. Held items, I don't miss.
Yeah, I mean, I don't miss held items through playthrough. I do think I miss them. Like, if I'm going to go into some sort of competitive scene, which is not going to happen on this game because I don't see it as a competitive game, but I do...
I mean, like, with a game with, like, what, 4 ghost Pokemon and 4 dragon, like, Pokemon, like, ugh. Not getting competitive. Not, even if you had abilities, it's not going to be competitive.
No. But I think they are important for that scene, and I do think they are trying to come up with ways to make that held item more,
but have more variety. I feel like they're slowly starting to fade out, and because, like, meta's changed too.
Yeah,
like, almost everything in the current sun meta, or what is it? It's sun now, moon next year, and then ultra, because there's three different formats. Like, almost everyone's like running these berries that you know, give you health back, so you can survive an extra hit.
Yep.
So it's like, besides like maybe the one or two choice scarf thing, like, no one's like, there are exceptions, of course. Somebody's gonna be like, my assault vest circuitry is the best build. Like, there are obviously exceptions, but I remember Black and White. It was like everyone had gems. You had flying gem, acrobatics, and
gems
stuff.
Gems were a bad idea.
Gems were bad. I just feel like they've been fighting this held item problem for years.
Well, I think they've been trying to figure out a way to resolve the fact that people use one berry, life orb, and then the choice band and a focus ash. Like, there are maybe five common held items, and I think they're searching for a way to make those decisions more interesting. Like, will you give up the extra boost you get for a life orb to be able to mega evolve or to do a Z move? Are those moves powerful enough for you to give this up? And I think they've been really experimenting with that, and I think this game gives them insight to what a world is like without abilities and held items. Just like, what is actual ground zero now that we have 17 types? What is real ground zero? And they'll build up from there. So I think they will definitely come back. And I want them to come back.
And
but I think it will take time.
I hate saying it's like not a competitive game either, but at the same time, like, they're definitely, they have to, well, we know they're collecting data on everything. That's fine.
Yeah.
But like, they put Stealth Rock in this game, which
they
is
did.
Very competitive.
Yep.
And then they took away Rapid Spin and Mist. I think it's Mist that clears Stealth Rock or something like that.
Defog.
They took away the only things that could clear away Stealth Rock. Like, they know what they're doing.
they're collecting data.
Whether or not they use that for anything, like, sometimes you collect data and it's like, okay, we really can't do anything with this data. But at the end of the day, they probably thought, well, let's try this. If we get good data from it, cool. If we don't get anything, okay, no big deal. But like, they knew. They didn't forget Rapid Spin.
No, they just took it out. Yeah,
this game is
We've
awesome.
Been talking for a long time.
I know, this game is real great. We'll continue.
It's really good
talking about it, of course, on It's Super Effective throughout. Probably, I mean, we have 300 some more days until I would guess a new Pokemon game.
Yep. Those new starters will be leaked next March, so.
Hopefully not. Hopefully they can keep a secret.
They can't.
Man. We probably won't talk about post-game for a while, so even on future episodes of It's Super Effective, that'll probably be zipped up. Go catch your Mewtwo's if you beat the Elite Four.
Don't have to go do that.
We'll have opinions, of course, on stuff.
No,
but
never.
This game is, I feel, worthy of the $60, which
was absolutely a
huge concern of increasing a Pokemon game by $20 and it being a remake and some people thinking it was dumbed down. But I don't think any of that. I think fully it is worth the $60, hands down.
I agree. I would strongly suggest this to other people that they will definitely have a good time with it.
And that's where we'll leave this episode. So hopefully you enjoyed the series. I can give you my Patreon or my Twitter or my iTunes spiel, but I just hope you really enjoyed the series overall.
I do too.
All of that stuff was in the show notes if you do care. We've said it a couple times throughout the series, so thank you for listening. I hope you, like I said, I hope you enjoyed these games. I hope you enjoyed the series. I look forward to doing this again when a new Pokemon game comes out. I look forward to future episodes of It's Super Effective. I look forward to people continuing to play this game for months to come. I hope that there are still some secrets we have not discovered, whether that's shinies or rebattles, or if you get 1,000 Pokemon caught, Vanillite shows up. I think that'll wrap it up. So, for one last time, Craig.
Yes.
Smell you later.
I'll smell you later, Steve.